KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlaine Di and the Woosh Kitan of the Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintain smokehouses on the tidelands, park their boats in the harbor, and gather driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. We'd also like to take a moment to say thank you to the individuals who helped us craft our daily land acknowledgement. Gunas chish to Vera Starbird, who planted the idea of making it super place specific. Lillian Petershore, who created so much of the beautiful structure. Ishmael Hope, who gave additional ideas, and Ernestine Hayes, who gave feedback. We are grateful to everyone offering guidance as we grow as an organization.
Hands and grass, ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta kanakaya ha anikak, gunish cheesh.
You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my first guest today is Zul Bailey, Artistic Director for Juneau Jazz and Classics, also Grammy Award-winning cellist. Welcome back to the show, Zul.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, actually, on the ground in Juneau, Alaska. I arrived last night.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to town. I'm glad that you made it safe and sound. How are things going for you so far?
Well, I don't know where to start and how much time you have. But things are going wonderfully. I've been in Alaska for about 4 or 5 days now. I've never felt safe with all of this stuff going on in the world the way it is, being in such a secure, responsible state as Alaska. I flew into Fairbanks, played an event with the Fairbanks Symphony, and then I flew down to Juneau to, spend the week here celebrating the fall classics with the Juneau Jazz and Classics here. And our little festival that's going to incorporate some pre-recorded shows, live shows, pop-ups, a lot of celebratory events with Zoom happy hours, just a real festive environment and a way to kind of inaugurate our next chapter under very different circumstances.
Yeah, Zul, I believe it was about a year ago, maybe more, you accepted the position as Artistic Director for Juneau Jazz and Classics, which was such an exciting announcement. In our music and arts scene. What were some of your plans for 2020 and your first year in the position, and how have those plans changed?
I always talk about my magic little secret. My magic little secret weapon is that I basically want to recreate my entire childhood wherever I go. I was raised in a musical family where culture and the arts were center. I say center not just from going to concerts, but they brought us together as a family, very deeply expressive, communicative. It brought my friends together. It made us appreciate our bonds, appreciate being alive, just to get together to celebrate humanity. And that is through education. And that is through concert events, but it's also through consistency, and it's through being very personal and connecting with other human beings through the arts. So, one of the thrills for me, knowing the Rosenthals, Paul Rosenthal and Linda Rosenthal and William Ransom and this wonderful community here in Juneau, is that I've gotten to know this community for well over a decade now, and these are my friends, and this is my family, and these are my people. So when I was asked to be a part of this, of course, I of course accepted immediately, but I began planning on how to go deep in the community to make it consistent and artistic and inspiring. And that just means being there for everybody all the time in some capacity. And of course, the concerts and the community engagements, the master lessons, just kind of bringing people together and rallying as much as we can through Juneau Jazz and Classics. So I began planning immediately when I was asked to take over the next chapter, not knowing, of course, that we would be in this situation as a world. But I was planning, and this is the truth, I was planning on new innovative ways to influence this area when the artists, including myself, couldn't be here all the time. And that included Skype and FaceTime and gatherings like that. I had no idea. That was a 3-year plan. I had no idea that 3-year plan would be the primary plan, but I'm very grateful for it because I've had to strengthen my technology muscles and kind of get up to speed with social media and things like this. And I think we're in a wonderful place now when the world kind of settles a bit to not only have our face-to-face celebrations and events, but through the technology, be able to reach thousands more people all the time via education and accessibility with our artists that are global. So this is what we're kicking off this week. We're kicking off kind of showcasing technology, showcasing the arts. Obviously, this is my first carrying officially of the torch as the artistic director now, and I am thrilled and proud to be a part of this wonderful organization.
Thank you so much for that, Zuhl. And today, as we've kind of mentioned, you're here to talk about the Fall Virtual Music Festival. It begins this Thursday, October 1st, and continues through Saturday, October 3rd. Would you like to tell us more about it?
Well, I am obviously on the ground here. So I took our wonderful carbon fiber cello that the organization obtained for me to have no limits and no boundaries. A lot of the instrumentalists that come through here have these very antiqued instruments that you can't take in the elements. But today I woke up and the first thing I did was grab that carbon fiber cello, went to the Mendenhall Glacier and began playing Bach. It's amazing also how people began coming around me with social distance, of course. I had my mask on as well. But we filmed it and we filmed me playing around the glacier. And then I came down to the beautiful whale sculpture and continued to play Bach. And then I came down to the docks here. Also went up into a couple of the trails and continued to play. And I filmed the whole thing. And so I'm going to unveil that little escapade in my Thursday night show for the organization at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that's jazzandclassics.org, as well as you can check out our social media. It's free to the public, but you have to get a code to be able to see it, as well as lots of other things that I filmed recently with colleagues of mine around the world virtually. My plan is to host Zoom events on the ground here until the festival is over, as well as to continually daily film these adventures for future, quote, musical postcards for our use and to kind of rally. I think people find it fascinating to see a man in black come in with a black mask on and sunglasses, take out a black cello, looks like Batman's car, and start playing in random places downtown. And I love doing that.
Zuhl, I'd like to play a piece of your music for those who haven't heard you perform before. This selection is called Carnival of the Animals. Would you like to introduce it before we listen?
Yeah, until the first Bach cello suite in G major, the prelude that everyone plays now in every commercial and every Olympic ad or whatever, our theme song was Cecil's The Swan. And it is basically a beautiful piece of the dying swan, white swan, where the harp and the cello, the harp is the water and the cello is the swan. And it's just glorious. It showcases why a cello is so admired and appreciated for its lovely sound and tone and gliding description of movement. So that's what you'll be hearing. Cecil's The Swan from Carnival of the Animals with cello and harp.
Here we go.
Thank you.
I apologize. I don't have time to play the whole thing, but that was just lovely. Exactly what I needed to soothe my nerves today. Thank you for sharing that one.
With pleasure.
What can you tell us about the other two performers, Richard Dowling on Friday and Shelley Watson on Saturday?
Well, I'm very grateful to Linda Rosenthal for introducing Richard Dowling many years ago to Juno audiences. He's a spectacular, classically trained 21st century musician, pianist. And I say classically trained because what he's doing now is really the epitome of what this organization stands for. It's kind of a fusion and forward thinking of jazz and classics. So he's going to perform the works of Scott Joplin and George Gershwin and many others, which is kind of the beginning of jazz as we know it. Richard Dowling is also, without diminishing the word, he's a wonderful entertainer. And of course, Scott Joplin, the entertainer, because he really can, not only with his playing, but with his words, tell quite a story. So I have a wonderful interview with him right before the show, and then he'll perform Scott Joplin and George Gershwin and other things and walk us through about an hour of music that's going to be really spectacular. It's pre-performed. I mean, it was filmed on multiple cameras, and we're very lucky. He filmed it from Philadelphia for us. And then on Saturday, it's on Friday night, of course, it's at 7 p.m. On Saturday night, I am just, I can't wait. I'm biting my fingernails because she is so unpredictable and hysterical and unbelievable. Shelley Watson is going to do an actual live, virtual live show where she can know who's watching her, and she's going to call us out on it. From the East Coast, and I think it's New York City. But, you know, Shelley was an opera singer, opera star at Juilliard when I was there in the early 1990s. And she has subsequently kind of paved the way to show how the 21st century needs to and should showcase themselves in being so multifaceted. She's a comedian. She's a Broadway star. She also does her own costume designing and set designing. She's a one-woman show. She's a one-woman planet of creativity. And again, I've not ever really met anyone like her. And we're just giving her carte blanche. I said, just entertain us and have a great time and show us the world of Shelley Watson. She calls herself the singing siren. So it's hysterical. And it really is fun. There's no rules. So she might sing an aria, then she might do a poem and then tell a joke. And then it's going to be great. And of course, so between my Bach and other pieces on Thursday night, Chopin, maybe Chopin, but Scott Joplin and Gershwin with Richard Dowling on Friday, and then Shelley Watson's Wild Escapades on Saturday, I think Sunday will be a nice rest day.
Indeed. Juno Jazz and Classics Fall Virtual Music Festival, free. You can register at jazzandclassics.org. Donations are welcome as well if you'd like to make a donation when you register. It kicks off this Thursday, October 1st, 7 p.m. with Zuhl Bailey. Zuhl, is there anything else you'd like to add or share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
Yes, and thank you for saying that. I wanted to thank the supporters in this community for this wonderful organization, and that is, by the way, why it is free. You know, during these times, we have such amazing support, not just in this community, but from the state and outside this state because of what this organization stands for, and we were able to secure a wonderful funding outside of this community to gift this fall festival and this year to the patrons to thank them for their continued support for so many decades. So this is a gift, a musical gift to this wonderful place. And I just hope people can enjoy it as much as I'm going to, and thrilled to be here.
Thank you so much for this wonderful interview, Zuhl. And I look forward to watching the performances this weekend. I was so pleased to see that it was free. I've got my ticket, and I can't wait to watch.
See you soon.
Thanks, Zuhl. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.